Just go out there, play physical, play fast. Just make plays on the ball. Just fly around.
Do you think the strong play of the cornerbacks that kind of filled in allowed you to take some more time, or is this where do you really feel like this is the first time you're ready to go?
Yeah, it helped a lot. Like, I already knew the cornerbacks we had was real good, so it just helped a lot. Then, like, made me feel like I had to, like, you know, just rush back as fast as possible, but, like it helped a lot for them, you know, go out there and plan the way to do it.
Jalen was saying that, Jalen Watkins was saying that the coach has really been keeping you guys sharp in the room, calling on you maybe more than anybody else just to make sure you're up to speed. How much has that helped?
It helped a lot. You know, you can be down on yourself when you hurt, especially like, when you're out for that many weeks. So, like, coach make sure everybody paying attention and made sure I was, like, just on top of everything.
Do you expect to be back and starting and playing all the snaps, or do you think it's going to be easy back in?
I'm just going off, you know, what the coaches do, you know. Like, I got J-Mill, got P-Rob, help, like, everybody, like, supporters. So whatever, however they're going to play it out, I'm just going to be ready.
Do you feel like you could play every snap if that's what they ask of you?
If that's what they ask of me, yeah.
Did you guys do on-field stuff today?
We did, like, practice.
Were you lined up with the first team defense?
Yeah.
On the outside?
Mm-hmm.
What has been the hardest part coming back? Is it the mental part, physical part?
Just getting back into the football shape as fast as possible. Like, you could go out there and run as many sprints as you want, but, like, football shape is a different type of shape.
What's your confidence in the ankle? I mean, obviously, pretty gruesome injury. Is that something you think about when you're out there, or once you're out there, you try to move quickly out of your way?
Nah, I don't really think about it. Like, when I'm out there, I just try to react and move as fast as possible. Like, you might tweak a little bit here and there, but it go away.
I saw at practice the last few weeks you haven't been wearing anything on it. Is that the plan? Just no brace or anything?
Oh, no, I'll be having a tape.
You
just can't see it, yeah.
That's
I have a tape up. Yeah.
Do you feel sturdy?
Yeah, I feel good.
Are you going to have to play a little to really be back all the way? I mean, are there things you can't do in practice?
I mean, I've been doing everything in practice, so, you know, taking it day by day. I feel better each day.
You hadn't played that much in this defense before you got here.
Yeah.
You've had a couple months to really get to know it, you know, in the film room. Do you feel a lot more confident in that part of it than you did?
Yeah, I learned a lot, like, being hurt, because all you could do is study for the most part. So I learned, like, everything they do in the field, I see it, I understand it. Like,
was week 11 always the goal?
No, it wasn't always the goal. You know, 8 weeks was the goal. But, like, it wasn't feeling right at that time. So ain't no need for me to just try to rush back out there and then, you know, look horrible and everybody, like, why you rush back?
Were you here last week rehabbing and stuff? And how much did that extra week kind of help you get ready for this kind of season?
Oh, it helped me a lot, like, confidence-wise. And, like, you know, there was a few of us up here, but I got a lot of work in, so it helped a lot.
And you expect to be, like, full go in practice and all?
Yeah, I was four go today, so.
Yeah. How far is it from really being 100%, like, before you heard it?
I mean, it feel real good, to be honest. Like, the scent is real high. Like, I won't be out there if you know it's bothering me, so it feel real good.
A big part of your game is out your speed. Mm-hmm. How's your speed now compared to
before? Oh, you know, you can't lose speed. Like, you'd be, like, a little out of shape. Like, it'll come back fast. So I'm still good on the running part.
I don't know if you're a basketball fan or not, but the Gordon Hayward injury, that
got his is a lot worse, though.
Yeah, okay.
Than mine.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. Were you watching that?
I've seen it, but, yeah, it is bad. Yeah, I think he broke his, too. He had to get surgery. Mine's just had to heal.
Did you get a chance to go back there and watch your injury again? Did you?
When I first hurt myself, I watched it a few times, but after, like, that week, I just stopped watching.
Were you surprised about how bad it looked?
Yeah, because, like, I ain't never had an injury like that before, so it bothered me, but I was just happy to know I was going to be back.
What did you learn from watching Jim's scheme, what he wants out of his quarterbacks?
Good aggression, like, you know, Jay Mills, P-Rob and them fly around, even the safeties, like, fly around. And, like, one thing he stressed is, you know, being present in the run game. That's something I noticed about those boys. Like, they coming down full speed, like, to hit you. That's something I noticed. Like, you got to be willing to do, really, be his defense.
Is that something you like?
Yeah, I don't have no problem tackling. I gotta come up and tackle.
Have you been surprised how much they've played off? Which is always difficult.
You know, a lot of corners are comfortable with playing off. You know, I like the press. Some people like the playoff. It's whatever works for you. But you see they out there making plays, so yeah. It's whatever works.
But you think it'll change more with you back? You're a more experienced guy. Speed.
I mean, I feel like it's gonna be the same. They broke my 50.
On that note, it's an 8-1 team that you're joining. How can it be better with you out there?
Darby's back!
Nah, I just know, like, they're going to be there to push me at the end of the day. Like, you know, I got some shoes to fill in coming out there with them. Them boys been holding it down since week one. So, like, I'm going to go out there and give it my all. And if I'm real winded, one play or something, I'm just going to take a few plays off. Like, they're going to, like, help work me back into everything.
Is that something you're cool with?
Huh?
Is that something you're...
Yeah, of course. Like, boys been holding it down, like, you know.
Does that give you kind of a level of comfort that you don't have to push yourself too much if you're feeling winded? You can take a playoff.
Yeah, I'm going to press myself, but, like.
You know what I mean, though.
Yeah, I feel comfortable knowing, like, we got, like, ballers at the end of the day. And they help you bring your game out even more. When they over there not giving up nothing, you're not going to want to give up nothing. So, it's like everybody push each other.
Have you managed to, like, keep the chemistry? In other words, like, I mean, you've been around. You've been, you know, even though you've been hurt. Like, how do you get back in and make sure that whole group doesn't miss a beat?
The easiest way to do that is just give your all, really. Go out there, play fast, know what's going on, and communicate. Once you know what's going on, the rest is pretty much easy.
What impression was my outlook?
Everything, like, the up front. Like, I ain't been in a team like this in a long time since Florida State. But, like, just how they fly to the ball. Like, you watch film, run plays, it'd be like 8 people on the tackle. Like, you barely see that in the league. Like, it's just, yeah.
So when you're sitting on the sideline, how much are you itching to join that? Do you know what I mean?
Every week. Like, just, like I said, I got down on myself, you know, being out there hurt. But, like, I'm just happy to be back. But I wanted to be out there every week.
Were you impressed with how Rasul played, being a rookie and kind of stepping in right away?
Yeah, I noticed how good he was when I first got in. Like all of them. Like, knew we had, like, a special group.